process with Sade Marie. Today we are going to be coming from Hosea 1:2. And as always, I am always trying to bridge the spiritual realm with the physical realm to help people get a better understanding of God and personal life experiences. So let's just start with prayer and then we will jump right in. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day and another opportunity to do what it is that you have called us to do. God, I ask, Lord Jesus, that you bring forth this message with precision, Father God, with accuracy, Father God, with love, Father God, and completely filled with you and your glory. God, I ask that it reach those people that you will have it reach. God, I ask that you just cover me, Father God, cover the podcast and cover the listeners, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you open up their spiritual ears, their spiritual eyes, Father God, and their heart, Father God, to be able to receive what it is that you will have them to receive. Father God, and for those that may not think that is anything that they can get from it, Father God, I ask that you pull on them, Father God, and that you remind them, Father God, that you are God and you are God all by yourself, and bring whatever it is into their remembrance so that they will be able, Father God, to get closer to you. We seal this prayer in your blood, Father God, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. So Hosea 1, chapter 1, verse 2. It says, when the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, go marry a promiscuous woman and have children with her. For like an adulterous wife, this land is guilty of unfaithfulness to the Lord. So today we are going to talk about a mixture of things, but more so harlots, harlotry. So a harlot is a prostitute. In the Lord's eye, it is a person that forsakes the one and true living God and worships false idols. So the Lord compares them to whores. And I know that this might sound a little vulgar, but I promise it is really, really, really good because it allows us to see things from the lens and the perspective of God when it comes to us going in different directions that the Lord has forsaken us to go or that don't align with him and his calling for our lives. So here we have Hosea. The Lord is about to use him to demonstrate actually love, but he's also using him in a way of judgment. So he is supposed to continue to marry and be with this woman who is an adulterer. She is a prostitute. She is a whore. And her name is Gomer, right? So what the Lord is saying is that people, they follow God. And then for some reason, when God elevates them or gives them certain things that they want, whether it be finances, whether it be women, whether it be houses, whether it be cars, whether it be anything that your heart may desire, people sell God out. So they get it and they forget where they came from. So then these people, these Israelites, these people, these chosen people that God loves, which he loves us all, have now started a whoring after other gods, which are considered lowercase g gods. They are false idols. They are wooden statues. They are occultic. They are occult practices. They are anything that is outside of the Lord, these people turn to. So as we read further down into Hosea, let's go into, I believe we're going to go into Hosea 4 so that we can just dissect it a little bit more. So Hosea 4 says, 4:7, the Lord says, the more they multiplied, the more they sinned against me. I will change their honor into disgrace. They feed on the sin of my people. They have an appetite for their iniquity. All right. In another translation, that same scripture reads, give me 1 second, let's get to it. The more priests there were, the more they sinned against me. They exchange their glorious God for something disgraceful. You ever meet somebody and they seem like they have it all together? They seem like they have what other people would want. And then you see them fall for something that just doesn't even make sense. So from the outside looking in, a person would question, why would you sacrifice or trade in what you have for that? It's not even worth it. Now, some people will look at it as greed, which greed can play a big part in why people do a lot of things. However, when sin is in the camp, spirits always travel with other spirits. So if you do see a person that has a spirit of whoredom or prostitution, there is also more than likely a spirit of greed attached to it, unfulfillment and things like that. So these people that God loves, He wants to bless them. He is blessing them. He's giving them things. And for some reason, they keep desiring other stuff. They keep going a different way. So how we could relate that to today is God having His hand on people, and then they decide that what God gives them is not enough. If God doesn't give us something within a certain amount of time, usually it's not us waiting on God. It is God waiting on us. A lot of times people don't want to do what they're supposed to do, change their ways, do the work that they need to do to get where they're supposed to get. So they end up going to a whore after other things. So say a person is at a job, and it really is the job that they should be in that's going to get them to the road of where they need to become. But they don't like that the results or the things that are going on with the job is taking longer. So then they start to have these feelings of resentment come in. These festering feelings start to come in. So they decide to go do something else. But the Lord has told them that they are where they're supposed to be, right? So that's how we get outside of the will of God, because we lose patience or we don't want to do what it is that God has called us to do. So then we go a-whoring after other things. Let me try this to see if this will give me the results that I want. Now, it's different types of trying different things. The steps of a righteous man are ordered. So there are some times where we are praying, we're in constant communication with God, we're in relationship with Him, and we really don't know exactly what to do, so we're stepping out on faith to do things. That's a different heart, and that's a different motive. God knows our heart, and He knows our motive. He is not shocked by anything that we do. But it's a different spirit when you go to do something else because you don't want to wait on God, even though you know that God is telling you that you are in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, if that makes any sense. So here we have these group of people, these Israelites, and God is with them, but they just keep being unfaithful to God. They aren't loyal people. They keep going after other practices that are outside of God. A lot of times people have heard of some stuff called New Age, right? And it's a lot of controversy that comes up when it comes about New Age practices, because people feel like people that identify with Christ or Christians or whatever don't understand certain practical parts of spirituality, but that's not true. Serving Jesus is a complete spiritual encounter, relationship, and things like that. I don't think people dig deep enough into it. So there are results with it. A lot of times people feel like they follow Christianity and they don't get results and they don't see the benefit of it, or they've been taught different things, or they have seen people that have experienced certain things that have turned away from it, so they believe it doesn't work. So then they go over into different things and they try different things and they might see results. It's not that you can serve lowercase g gods or different demigods and things like that and not get certain results. That's not what that means. what it means is that you sell God out. So you're saying that I don't want what you have because what you do take too long or requires too much of me or is a standard that needs to be met or you make me work too hard. So your heart posture changes to what is easier and what you think will yield good results, but it doesn't. When you go over to other practices and other things outside of God, especially if the hand of the Lord is on your life and you're chosen, things become hard for you. Or even if it's not hard at that moment, it doesn't sustain. You ever see people get to the top and then everything just crumbles? That's one of the absolute worst things that can happen. When you eating steak, shrimp, and lobster, you do not want to go back to eating oyster noodles and hot dogs and beans all the time. So a lot of people don't understand that type of deception when it comes to serving other lowercase g gods. God himself did not say that lowercase g gods did not exist. So some people were like, well, there's multiple gods to do multiple things. The one and true living God tells us that there are these lowercase g gods that exist. Some of them are, God calls them deaf and dumb. And he says that you will become deaf and dumb just like your gods. There's actually a scripture in Hosea when he talks about, when he talks about the wooden statues that they were serving. And I think that is 4:12. Let's read that scripture so that we can kind of put some more context in it. So the Lord said, my people consult their wooden idols and their divining rods inform them, for a spirit of promiscuity leads them astray. Here it is again. They act promiscuously in disobedience to their God. They sacrifice on the mountaintops and they burn offerings on the hill. The Lord is telling us that these people decide to do other things so that they can get results and so that they can get whatever it is that they're looking for. So he is saying that they sell me out. Oh, what an idol. Can you imagine? But it's so true. So imagine someone just got rescued and life is good and they finally arrived and the things that they prayed for, their one and true living God answered. And then they decide, like, you know what? I'm going to worship this golden calf because this golden calf has gotten me through so many hard times. But that really wasn't the truth. Imagine your father coming in the house and giving you a gift, and then you go out and just thank a rock for what it's just done for you. But that wasn't what really happened. That's how God is feeling when we go to other idols. It's like, I do all these things for you. I give and I give, but yet you have no problem going to just check into any other thing other than me. When God, he makes his work is perfect in us. It is us that have to do the work. And a lot of people just don't do the work. So this is what God is talking about when he talks about harlots, when he talks about Hosea marrying Gomer. Now, for a lot of people that have dibbled and dabbled into other stuff, I think that many of us have gotten astray. We got impatient. We like, hey, let me go check and see what this is. Going to like psychics, soothsayer, astrologers, looking into other different things just to want to know what's happening. Instead of going into God or going into relationship with God to really spend time with him to see what he's really saying. Some people feel like, well, I've already done it. Maybe I've gone too far. It's too hard for me to come back. That's not completely true, because in this with Hosea and Gomer, God is also demonstrating his love. So the fact that he made Hosea marry Gomer, God is saying like, no, even when you mess up, I am the true and living God. I am a loving God. I have everything that you need to restore you, to get you back. I love you. Just come back to your first love. Come back to what you know. You don't have to do these things. I will get you back on the right path. So there's context to this. So we're going to go to that part. And that is, I believe that is Hosea 3, where he says, he says, then the Lord said to me, go again. Show love to a woman who is loved by another man and is an adulteress. Just as the Lord loves the Israelites though they turn to other gods and love raisin cakes. So what he's saying, raisin cakes is like cult, like offerings and things like that. Still, these people are still going to worship other gods. So they still are betraying God and selling God out. So what he's saying in this is, I am going to show my love for you with Hosea and Gomer to let you know that I love you enough to forgive you. You just have to do what you're supposed to do. Now, I'm not telling people to stay inside, no crazy stuff like that too. You got to use spiritual discernment. But in this instant, God wants to show people that even when we do get off track, if we turn our heart back to him, he is with us no matter what. But if we turn our heart back to him, he will restore us and he will love us. And he loves us anyway. He is a sovereign God. It's not that he doesn't love us. He loves us enough to forgive us for our sins, even when we make a conscious decision to go outside of the things that he wants us to do in our life. The other thing that makes people go off into different things is lasciviousness, being lustful. That's why sometimes when you're called to different things, you have to ask God, what is this that I feel? Sometimes it's a true feeling, but sometimes it's a lustful feeling. And lust can make us step outside of things of God and go a whoring after other things as well. You want to know, you want to see what it's like, you're curious and things like that. So those are ways that the enemy tempts us and pulls us outside of the will of God and consequently going into worship different things, just like how God is describing it with harlots. So, I say this for anyone that has gone astray, that has sold God out, that has given up on God, that has decided that they wanted to do it a different way, that they wanted to do it a faster way, that they want to do it outside of God because they like another way better. There is always time to come back to God and repent and just talk to God, and he will guide your footsteps. And remember, when we are in some type of transition or we don't know exactly what it is that we need to be doing, talking to God, spending time with God will give us results. If you seek him, he will answer. If you knock, he will open the door. The other thing I want to say about that is God's love, grace, and mercy is sufficient. So whatever it is that you have done, whatever it is that has caused you to stray away, remember that God's grace and mercy is sufficient enough for you. So I pray that this episode has been a blessing to you. I pray that it hits home for you. And I pray that anything that you have done, that you're into, or that you're even thinking about getting into, you will take it to God and he will help you get on the right path with him. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. Thank you for listening.